Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I hope you're being prosperous in everything you touch. And I hope that you are reaching to the highest goals that you have and meeting them. And today I want to talk to you about being more productive as an entrepreneur. What's it going to take to go to the next level? What do you need to do in the internal game, external game? What tools you need? What methodologies do we need to adopt? What mindsets do we need to grab hold of? What are some things that we can do right now that's going to make us more profitable and more productive? And so I've got five things that I think every productive entrepreneur will do each day. This is probably an understatement, but entrepreneurs are some of the busiest people around. A day in the life of an entrepreneur is chock full of business decisions, research, and networking. Because there's so much to do and so little time to do so, entrepreneurs can easily get off track and become distracted with really non-essential things, just busy stuff, just chatter, just distractions. Chat or listen to some successful people, and you'll notice that they have several daily routines or habits that have steered them to success. And here are five things that I believe productive entrepreneurs, as I've picked up in talking to them, will do each day. And number one is huge, and I do it and try to do it as often or try to make it part of my daily routine, and that is this: establish a routine. If an entrepreneur doesn't set and stick to a daily schedule, how can he or she accomplish anything? It's a challenge for the average person to juggle his or her personal and professional lives without a routine, and an entrepreneur won't be complete, and an entrepreneur will not be able, to complete any work without a routine. No one can really provide a routine for you. Set up one for yourself based on what's going on in your personal life and your work habits. If you have a family and happen to be an early riser, then you probably want to start early in the morning before everyone in the household rises. If you're more productive at night, then set up a routine based on being a night owl. Establishing a routine can also help you prioritize your task. That's what Jack Dorsey, founder of Twitter and Square, did for months while building both companies. He actually worked 8 hours a day at each company, meaning that he put 16-hour work days in. How? He followed a daily routine. That looked like this, according to his blog. Monday, managing and running the company. Tuesday, product. Wednesday, marketing and communication growth. Thursday, developers and partnership. Friday, company culture and recruiting. By setting up themed days, Dorsey could focus on one task at a time so that he could actually complete a task, according to Buffer's blog, while also noted that entrepreneurs Tim Ferriss of the 4-hour work week fame favors keeping a more open schedule. The basic idea is that by having a plan, even if only for a day or a week in advance, you're not wasting valuable time. I do the same thing. See, I've got so many irons in fire. I've got this podcast. I've got my personal agency. I've got my coaching and consulting business. I have agents that I manage, coach, and help build their business. And if I let everyone dictate my schedule, I would get nothing done and would be wildly unpopular or wildly unproductive, and because of being unproductive, become unpopular. So what I do, 9 to 12, I do personal business. I do all my sales calls. I do all calling for selling health insurance, life insurance, retirement planning, all of the things that I do for my personal production, I do then. From about 1 to 3, I do any coaching and consulting. And from about 4 to 5, I'm basically scheduling next day's task and following up with the leads that I produced the day before. That's my daily routine. And so I get you know, sometimes made fun of or picked at a little bit by my friends, because they know if they call during a certain hour, they say, well, I know what you're doing now. And they tell me what I'm doing. And I say, I know you can't pick up the phone, but blah, 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 blah. They give me a message. So you need to do the same thing. If you expect to be productive, you got to have a routine. Number two, and I'm working on this because it's so important. I do part of it, but not all of it. And that is exercise and meditate. The importance of exercise has been well established, so I don't bore you with the details and figures, but some really successful people make exercising a priority. The CEOs of Apple, Xerox, Pepsi, Christie's, and Starwood Hotels, all their days by getting their heart pumping. They started out by getting that heart pumping, because if you feel better, you will act, think, and work better. And so exercise is so important. And I know when I exercise, I do better. But what if you're not the type of person who likes to rise early or has the time to work out first thing in the morning? Work in a routine at some point during the day. And that's what I've had to do to exercise. Even if you don't lift weights at home or in the office, go for a morning run, or at least do some yoga or some stretches or something. Any type of activity is going to help you. Just get the blood pumping. You'll feel better and you'll act better.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
The third thing that successful entrepreneurs will do is check in on your progress. As an entrepreneur, you're extremely busy. In fact, you may be so focused on the task at hand that you may have neglected a couple of really important things. That's why at some point during the day, you should check in on a range of tasks. For a couple of minutes, check how far you've been progressing toward the goals that you've established for yourself and your company. When you do so, you're breaking down these goals into attainable tasks that can be accomplished daily. Taking the time to evaluate your progress will help you decide how to further prioritize your time. It also wouldn't hurt to figure out your cash flow. You probably should do this every day, because without money, your business is good as done. To do this effectively, create and run your business using a 30-day cash flow projection. This will help you identify what money is coming in and what you're spending daily. Furthermore, keep track of invoices for clients and start a collection process if need be. Whether you call your bank, check online, or chat with a bookkeeper, it's better to be safe than sorry. One of the tools that I use, and you can go back to tools that every entrepreneur should use about a week or so ago that I produced, is what's called CSM software, customer service management software. That is how I check my progress, and it's in real time, because I've got tasks list out, I've got a calendar list out, I've got emails to respond to, and it keeps track of all of that. And we have a specific software that's very affordable. It's only $20 a month. If you want to be able to utilize that, it's all web-based. So the reason I like it so much is because I can be on my smartphone, I can be on my tablet, I can be on my computer at the office. Because it's all web-based, it's in the clouds, I can access my client's information, where I'm at with a quote, where I'm at with a project, all, you know, if I've got a closing that's about to happen, I can check all that, all the documents that go, the applications that go with that particular client. It's all tied to their file. It just keeps everything so organized. And because it's in the clouds, it's wherever I'm at. As long as I've got my smartphone, my tablet, my laptop, or sitting at my desk, I've got it. So I don't have to worry about, oh, that file is back at the office. So if you don't have CSM software, you need to get some, and we can refer you to one that is really, really good. Number four, spend quality time with family and recharge. That is so important. I think the biggest challenge entrepreneurs have is managing their time with their business and the time with their family. But let me tell you something. being charged by having a life. And keep in mind, that's why you became an entrepreneur to start with. That's why you started your own business. That's why you are that insurance agent, your real estate, is because you wanted to have enough and to make enough to where you could have a life. But sometimes we lose sight of the fact that what recharges us, what gives us a quality of life, is spend quality time with family and recharge. Successful people try to manage to prioritize spending time with their family, according to a new Harvard Business School study, believe it or not. If they could set aside time, you that uber busy entrepreneur, and can squeeze in time for your spouse and children. When you spend time with the most important people in life, it not only clears your head, it also helps you remember what you're fighting for. And that is so important. I do it on a day-to-day basis. I spend some time, and I love working from home because I can go downstairs, get around the lunch table with all the kids, the family, and the wife. And it really keeps in the forefront of my mind why I do what I do. It motivates me, and it keeps me charged. And if you think that startups don't understand the significance of being an involved parent, check out what Fundable did. It made sure that its employees didn't sacrifice time with their family for their careers. But what if you're single and don't have children? That's still not a reason to miss out on living your life. All people need some time to recharge their batteries. That means enjoying whatever it is that you do, go do it. If you're single and you just like golf, or you like going out and shopping, you need to take that time, that downtime, that's going to make you a better person, a more relaxed person, and it's going to clear that head. We did a couple podcasts back. We did something on procrastination. And one of the biggest culprits of procrastination is just having a cluttered head. When you get so cluttered and so many things going on, all of a sudden you become overwhelmed. When you become overwhelmed, you start, even if it's not consciously you're doing it, what happens mentally is you just start pushing things off. You start pushing things off. One of the best ways to be productive is getting some time to yourself and recharge. You've got to do it. Number five, the fifth thing that all successful entrepreneurs would do, and do it on a daily basis, so that they will see a higher level of production, is plan tomorrow today. If you'll notice, between 4 and 5 every day, I stop and I start writing out who I need to call back tomorrow, what I'm going to do tomorrow. I've got my schedule, my task. I'm laying it down, what I'm going to do tomorrow. Did you grow up with a parent who made sure you were ready for school the night before? Whether that involved getting your clothes out or preparing your lunch, these rituals shaped you. So prepare for the next day before hitting the hay. I learned this trick from Scott Stoffer. He co-founded a SEO engine company that I consulted with that helps companies use data to figure out what's working online. Stoffer insists that on keeping a schedule every day. The night before a big meeting, he sends out an email telling everyone what's needed. When you arrange before going to bed at least a couple of tasks or goals for the next day, you're more likely to wake up and start on a project at hand. This can also help you create priorities in your schedule for the following day instead of letting thoughts of unfinished work accumulate. Plus, this evening time is a good time to get some work done because everyone is probably asleep or about to drift off. President Obama, for example, seems to have perfected the art of getting ready for tomorrow the night before. And one final word about sleep. Be sure to set a bedtime. There's obviously nothing better if you need to be fresh for the following day than sleep. Virtually every successful entrepreneur goes to bed at the same time every night. And I've studied this, and it's amazing, but it's true. All successful entrepreneurs, at least all of them that I know and the ones I've studied behind, whether it be 12, 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever that time might be, but they've got a routine and they go to bed every night because their body is used to it and they want to get to sleep. Be sure that you don't get distracted when trying to fall asleep. Leave the phone or computer in another room. You'll be glad the next morning when you wake up refreshed and ready to be that successful entrepreneur that you're created to be. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson with Dollars and Cents, DSRadio.net. See ya. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.